The year began without Governor Cuomo. He abandoned the tradition of a State of the State speech on the first day of the session in favor of a presentation on airport renovations in front of a group of business leaders in New York City. He'll do speeches across the state later.
I want to welcome everyone. Wish everyone a happy new year.
Back at the Capitol, the leader of the state Senate was signaling that legislators who have gone along with many of Governor Cuomo's proposals in the past 6 years will reassert their independence in 2017. Senate Leader John Flanagan read from the state's Constitution, Article 3, from which lawmakers derive their governing powers, saying it's very simple.
The legislative power of the state is vested in the Senate and the Assembly, not the Attorney General, not the controller, and not the governor. So I'm going to close on this. I work in the New York State Senate, as do all of you. And I'm going to stand up for the primacy and independence of this body. It is long overdue.
There's a backstory. Senator Flanagan, along with the other senators and assembly members, had expected to receive their first pay raise in 18 years through a non-political pay commission. But Governor Cuomo's appointees to the panel refused to vote for one, and a special December session to resolve the issue fell through. Cuomo also, for the first time in 2016, actively backed Democratic candidates, in some cases to run against sitting Republicans, for the Senate. Flanagan, speaking to reporters afterward, insists while he's disappointed, the failed pay raise is water under the bridge. And he says his relationship with the governor continues to be good.
Has it gotten a little testy at times? Yes, but that would be the nature of just the business that we do.
But Flanagan went out of his way to criticize one of Governor Cuomo's proudest achievements, his economic development programs, specifically Cuomo's regional economic development councils. The groups made up of Cuomo appointees award hundreds of millions of public dollars a year to job creation plans. Flanagan says individual senators and assembly members are much better equipped, though, than the governor to decide what programs are best for their region.
I think there's a lot more talent and intellect and better understanding of issues like that, local projects, from individual assemblymen and senators than those councils. And I think there's questions that should be rightly asked about the councils, their independence, what type of disclosure they should have to do.
And he took a shot at a failed plan to bring 1,100 nanotechnology jobs to the Utica area. The developer for Utica pulled out after delays and federal corruption charges against the architect of the plan, former SUNY Polytechnic head Elaine Calieros. Calieros and eight others, including a former aide to Cuomo, have been charged with bribery and bid rigging, among other things. Cuomo's spokesman, Rich Azzopardi, was quick to strike back, saying Flanagan is just expressing sour grapes over the loss of a salary increase.
Senator Flanagan didn't get a pay raise, so now he wants a return of member items and pork barrel spending. They still don't get it, and that's why 70% of New Yorkers don't believe they deserve a raise.
Some Assembly Democrats aren't any happier over the loss of the pay raise and the chill in their relationship with the governor. But Speaker Carl Hastie publicly is taking a more conciliatory approach. Hastie says he still believes his members deserve a pay raise, which now can't occur until at least 2019. But he says it's time to move on.
People were disappointed on what happened last year, but it's a new year and we have to get back to work. And that's what we really want to focus on, not holding grudges.
Hastie says there'll be issues where he'll agree with the governor and matters where he'll disagree. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.